for yesterday was right around the mid to upper 70s, and we did have a dark and stormy night. Lots of showers and thunderstorms in the area. We'll have more about that following the news at 5 o'clock this morning. It is 5 o'clock. Thanks for joining us this morning from WRCO-FM in Richland Center.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A new milestone for Vice President Kamala Harris. She's now effectively the official Democratic nominee for president. After a five-day round of online voting by DNC delegates, her next milestone, naming her running mate, an announcement who that will be expected later today.
Hi, Governor. Anything on the beep stakes yet?
I got nothing for you, man.
A tight-lipped Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro there. He's a top contender, along with Arizona Senator and retired astronaut Mark Kelly, as well as Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Harris and her new running mate are expected at a rally in Philadelphia Tuesday night. Tropical Storm Debbie still pounding parts of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina, with at least four storm-related deaths, including two children. Forecasters say the storm's drenching rain and flash flooding could linger for days. And in Australia, a deadly crocodile attack. Authorities say human remains were found inside a large croc suspected of killing a tourist, 40-year-old Dr. David Hogman, who fell from a steep cliff into a river. This is
some kind of normalcy comes back, and we're ready for that.
Louisiana's attorney general says she's asking a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit that the state's new law requiring the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom by January 1st. The suit was filed in June by parents of children with various religious backgrounds who contend the law violates First Amendment language guaranteeing religious liberty. The first black mayor of a small town in Alabama won his election in 2020, but is only now taking office.
The mayor of New Bern, Patrick Braxton, now allowed to take his rightful place in town hall more than 3 years after he was elected. His predecessor, along with a group of white officials, refused to hand over the reins.
It seems like a slap in the face.
Claiming Braxton's victory was invalid despite legally winning the election.
They claim that they held a special election in 2020 after Mayor Braxton decided to run.
Braxton was locked out of City Hall.
What you're doing is unjust.
ABC's Rihanna now.
Today's forecast calls for scattered showers, and it looks like sunny conditions later on today. Also looks like mid to upper 70s for a high, northeast wind at 7 to 15. For tonight, mostly clear, fog possible, mid 40s at times in parts of the state, mid 50s through the southern part of the state. So it will be noticeably cooler overnight. Sunny tomorrow, highs of 75 to 80, sunshine at times and a 30% chance of a few showers. Isolated showers early on Wednesday night, low temperatures near 60, and Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of spotty showers, and temperatures to be in the upper 70s at times. For Friday, 73, with a 40% chance of spotty showers. That's a look at weather today from WRCO. Some light rain happening at the studios to the tune of 6/100ths of an inch so far. Yesterday, strong storms here in southwest Wisconsin. Lots of reports of some damage in terms of some trees and limbs and even some high water in some areas. There was a report of tornado activity and the Boscobel area fairly hard hit last night as well. We received just over an inch of rain here at the WRCO studios prior to midnight. If you have any storm damage to report in your local municipality, you can contact Richland County Emergency Management at 608-647-8187. Light rain, we're at 59 degrees in Richland Center as WRCO officially begins the broadcast day.
So proudly we hailed. Secondhand wings full of patches. Rusty old halo, skinny white clown. Road that's so woolly that it's scratchy.
Hoyt Axton, as we start the day in a positive way with a rusty old halo. Before that, Faith Hill sang our national anthem to officially begin the broadcast day. Well, we hope you're doing well. Hopefully you were able to sleep well last night. That storm was a little bit, a little unnerving at times. Lots of thunder and some high winds and heavy rain at times, and then storm alerts going off as well with some very heavy rain and reports of lots more rain again, maybe a heavier storm in the Boscobel area where lots of water in basements and things like that, and also some limbs down. There was a tornado warning, but nothing confirmed yet at this point, but it is certainly early. We're at 59 degrees in Richland Center. Occasional rain this morning. It's going to go on for a little while today before maybe some sunshine kicks in a bit later in the day. Today on a Tuesday, the 6th of August. Here we go. It's a lot cooler. That was the thing that I noticed as soon as I walked out of the garage today. It was, what? Oh, it's cool. Could almost use a jacket this morning. Huh? It's been a while. Here are the Statler Brothers.
I'm the official historian on Shirley Jean Burrell. I've known her since God only knows that I won't tell. I caught her the first time she stumbled and fell. And surely she knows me just as well. I can tell you her birthday and her daddy's middle name. The uncles on her mama's side and the ones they don't claim. What she's got for Christmas since 1952. And that's only the beginning of the things I could tell you. Cause I'm the official historian on Shirley Jean Burrell. I've known her since God only knows and I won't tell. I caught her the first time she stumbled and fell. And surely she knows me just as well. I can tell you her favorite song. And why to this very day she's scared of the dark. How she got her nickname and that scar behind her knee. If there's anything you need to know about Shirley, just ask me. I know where she's ticklish and her every little quirk. Funny she don't read and her number at work. I know what she stands for and what she won't allow. The only thing that I don't know is where she is right now. But I'm the official historian on Shirley Jean Burrell. I've known her since God only knows and I won't tell. I caught her the first time she stumbled and fell. And surely she knows me just as well. Oh, surely she knows me just as well.
I wanna dance with you. dance with you. I wanna dance with you. On the ceiling, we'll dance on the wall. Before you're through, dance into this heart of mine. Dance with you. I said I wanna dance with you.
Eddie Rabbit on WRCO, he wants to dance with us. The Walk with Grace is coming up on Friday night. Lots of important events prior to that time. And a reminder that the Grace office will be open today from 11 until 5. Perhaps if you bought something in the Walk with Grace radio auction last week, you can settle up for it today at Grace office above Royal Bank from 11 until 5. Tech Help Tuesday will be held today at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. And Richland County's 4th Annual National Night Out will be held tonight from 5 until 8 at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. This year's live event will be located in the Veterans Pavilion with all other activities located along the gravel path and parking lot as well. New this year, an array of food trucks where you can be purchasing some food, some good stuff as you celebrate and enjoy all the festivities and meet your local police and fire and EMTs. Coming up, a look at sports. Kind of a quiet night last night. The Brewers were off. Webb Pierce now on the Milk House Show.
Hello, you waited too long to come home, and your lover don't need you anymore. Too long, you waited so long to come home, so don't knock up on my door anymore.
Pierce with a classic on the old Light in the Milk House Show. Today's highs will be in that upper 70 range. Right now we're at 58 with occasional light rain.
Slaughter cows are stronger, calves steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The better Holstein bull calves sold up to $600, with the beef crossbred calves up to $725. The fleshier slaughter cows sold 140 to 153, with the thinner cows 112 to 122. Grass-fed steers and heifers sold up to 179. If you have feeder, dairy, or slaughter cattle to sell, Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola can provide you with a local competitive market. Call 627-1401 to get in touch with Darren, Colton, or Jim about your livestock marketing needs.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Brewers, now 62-49 in the National League Central, will take on the 60-51 Atlanta Braves. That's a 6:20 first pitch time tonight. You can hear the game on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Games that were played last night, the Mets over St. Louis, 6-0. San Francisco, 4-1 over Washington. Cincinnati beat Miami, 10-3. And the Dodgers, 5-3 over Philadelphia. In the American League, Boston, 9. Kansas City, 5. Texas, 4-3 over Houston. Oakland, 5. The White Sox, 1. Arizona, 7-6 over Cleveland in interleague play. And Minnesota topped the Chicago Cubs. That final was 3-0. American gymnast Simone Biles didn't get the golden send-off she hoped. Biles earned silver in the floor exercise finals on Monday after a routine that included a couple of costly steps out of bounds. The International Boxing Association has raised new questions while struggling to answer others at a news conference about the opaque gender test that led the Olympics banning government body to abruptly suspend a couple of boxers from last year's World Championships. That's an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
58 degrees after a dark and stormy night. We hope that you slept well. Actually, it did wake me up, and it takes quite a lot. You know, it takes some sort of miracle, or June actually has to let off explosives or something. But anyway, I did wake up and heard the wind heard the rain, and kind of heard the thunder and saw the lightning, and it was a little wild, wacky out there with tornado warnings for the area last night. That was in the 11 to midnight area, somewhere in that area. And finally, it was all called off, all of the warnings and watches, by about 12:30 this morning. Noticeably cooler today, and right now we're at 58 degrees, so it's a good time to do that aerobic polka workout with us. Here we go. Yep. There you go, Myron Florin and the band, and that was called Dance the Devil Away. Coming up about 5 minutes from now, farm news and markets for today. We'll keep you updated and posted today as we go along about our merry way. This is going to be the very first day for high school football practices as well, so they start off with noticeably cooler temperatures for this time of year. Generally, when football practice starts, it's about 99 degrees in the shade, but that won't be the case today. Here's Patsy Cline. Bobby G. Rice on WRCO FM 100.9. It's 58 degrees. The time is 5:30. Temperatures in the mid to upper 70s today. Eventually some sunshine this morning, but still some rain about our way this morning. Tonight, mostly clear, fog possible. Temps ranging from the mid 40s in the north of our listening area to the mid 50s in the south. So it will be a noticeably cooler evening this evening. It was 63 at midnight. Right now we're at 58 degrees.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Another warm and dry week for crops. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. The USDA reports another week of modest changes for the national corn and soybean condition ratings. As of Sunday, 67% of the U.S. corn crop is in good to excellent shape, 1% less than the previous week. U.S. soybeans, 68% good to excellent, up 1%. 88% of winter wheat is now harvested. 74% of spring wheat is rated good to excellent. Here in Wisconsin, the warm and dry week allowed for small grain harvesting and good row crop development. 72% of the state's corn is silking, 24% in the dough stage. 61% of the corn is good to excellent. 81% of the soybeans are blooming, with 49% setting pods. 60% of the soybeans are rated good to excellent. The harvest for winter wheat is 86% finished. Second cutting of alfalfa, 92% done. Third crop hay, 48% finished. The potato harvest is underway, but not yet at full pace, with 13% of potatoes in the bin. The crops in Wisconsin range from good to struggling, depending on the crop and the location. Raymond Dietrich and his family operate a dairy farm west of Green Bay, where they've had a lot of rain this year and couldn't plant silage corn until between the 15th and 20th of June.
We're right now looking to try and see if we can source some more corn, because we figure we're probably going to get maybe a half a crop at best, as far as yield per acre.
Dietrich says he was able to plant a shorter season variety, and he's hoping it gets ripe in time. He says he's doing some rotational grazing, but it's not going well.
We have cattle out on pasture for heifers and beef cows that we graze. They're just simply destroying the field.
Brody Staple runs a dairy and beef operation near Cedar Grove.
We're not growing a lot of feed for some reason at this point. We were wet from May 20 to July 10, and it really took a number. We've got some pretty good-looking soybeans for some reason, but our silage corn especially isn't all that special.
Staple says he was able to plant on time, but the constant rain and wet ground stunted corn growth. Both Staple and Dietrich are relying on some silage carryover and are not sure what they'll end up with for feed when harvest is over. AGCO has confirmed that an announced restructuring has led to layoffs at Precision Planting. In a statement to Brownfield, the company says its reductions announced in June and recently carried out are in response to continued weakening demand in the ag industry and long-term efforts to structurally change AGCO's operations. No details were released on the number of workers impacted at Precision Planting. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hello,
Well, since Chase has to two with Temsec Auction Realty, USA results in upcoming events. Large squares topped at $205 a ton and large rounds topped at $100 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Watch our online-only auctions. There are some nice tools, vehicles, machinery, household, and much more on our three auctions ending August 7th, 14th, and 21st, all at 6 p.m. Soft close. Go to www.temsecauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetun. Have a great day.
A slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs closed sharply lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Monday. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Texas, but somewhat lower in Kansas and lower in Nebraska and Colorado. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Oklahoma National Stockyard, steers and heifers were $5 to $10 lower, with instances of up to $15 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate. Buyers are more cautious doing business Monday as they continue to monitor the sliding cattle futures and the pressure from the broader markets. Quality was mostly plain early in the sale, with some average drafts later. Medium and large one feeder steer, 756 to 793 pounds, brought $240 to $246. Feeder steers, 860 to 899 pounds, brought $222 to $229. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 655 to 693 pounds, brought $232 to $249. Boxed beef closed sharply higher on very good demand for light offerings. Choice up 417 at $317.94. Select closed $289 higher at $300.06. Estimated cattle slaughter was 119,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and down more than 3,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with very few negotiated purchases. Processors had a slow start to the week and weren't aggressive in their procurement efforts. Prices reflected that. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be strong, which has been helpful to prices overall. But domestic demand uncertainty remains the issue. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 716 lower, with a weighted average of 76.91. The Eastern Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average of 75.39. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values were weak, down 3 cents at 104.28. Estimated hog slaughter was 411,000 head, down 62,000 in the week and down more than 7,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply lower, pressured by the broader markets, waiting for direct business to develop. And lean hog futures ended the day lower, pressured by ongoing demand uncertainty. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featured in a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are up, with forecasts for this week mostly dry in much of the Midwest and Plains. September beans were 13.5 higher at 1031.5. November was up 13.5 at 1040.75. December corn is 4.25 higher at 390.75. December was up 3.75 at 407. Live and feeder cattle were hit hard by the losses in the broader market. October live was down 307 at 179. December was 395 lower at 178.25. September feeders were down 690 at 241.25. And hogs were mostly lower, with questions about sustained domestic demand. October was 85 lower at 75.72. December was down 55 at 68.60. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
America's farmers are looking at a very tough year ahead financially. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I have never experienced a worse time in my 40 years of farming, and the stress has taken a toll on my health as I wonder how our operation will survive.
That's North Carolina farmer David Dunlow at a recent hearing by the U.S. House Ag Committee on financial conditions in farm country. Dunlow says he's not alone.
In North Carolina, production costs are all well above the market prices. There's not a single commodity I produce that will cash flow. I and other southeastern producers are hanging on by a thread.
The existing farm bill, currently operating in extended mode, needs to be updated to reflect current conditions, and fast, says Dunlow.
In previous years, when market prices were below cost of production, growers could benefit from the commodity title to offset losses. However, that is no longer the case. The reference price, established back in 2018, long before the disruptions of COVID, has not kept pace with inflation, rendering the safety net ineffective today.
Tomorrow, an ag banker shares his concerns about the farm financial condition. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
A new round of dairy innovation funding is on the way. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A new round of funding is coming for dairy farmers and processors under the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says a new round of $100,000 grants will be open for application in mid-August.
A few times a year, we open up a grant application opportunity, and together with our partners at the Center for Dairy Research and all of the state departments of ag involved in the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance, which is the center that we run here out of Wisconsin, we determine what projects should be funded.
Sweeney says there has been great demand for the dollars as producers add on-farm processing and processors upgrade their facilities. She says past grants have funded several outstanding ideas for processors and farmers.
We're seeing them expand their operations, increase their processing capacity, modernize their facilities, train their employees, hire more employees.
Information about the grants can be found at the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association website or through the University of Wisconsin Center for Dairy Research website. Federal funds also assist three other Dairy Business Innovation Initiative regions in Tennessee, Vermont, and the Pacific Coast states. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was unchanged at 61 cents, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down a penny to 184 with one sale at 185. Cheese barrels went down 2 cents to 191, but no sales. Butter unchanged at 310.5 with no sales. Non-fat dry milk down 0.75 cents to 123.5, two sales recorded there. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
5:45 the time. The forecast for today calls for temps in the mid to upper 70s with a little rain through the morning, maybe some sunshine later today. Mostly clear tonight, fog possible, and for Wednesday near 80 with a 30% chance of a few showers toward evening. Right now at WRCO Studios, 14 one-hundredths of an inch of rain since midnight, just over an inch prior to that in the storm that rolled through, bringing some severe weather and tornadic activity, or at least the warnings of those last night. We'll have more details in about 10 minutes when Tony Schumacher checks in with the latest weather across the state and for our region as well. Thanks for joining us today on WRCO.
Still, he brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then you feel him adjust. jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
Shh, what lightning.
Well, the G-Man, T-Man, revenue is too. Searching for the place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
Shh, what lightning.
And right away I knew that my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
Whoosh, white lightning.
Well, the G-Man, T-Man, revenueers too. Searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
Whoosh, white lightning.
Moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
Whew, white lightning.
The G-Man, T-Man, revenueers too. Searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
Whew, white lightning.
George Jones, woo, White Lightning. Yes, keeping us company this morning. Starting early. It's now 8 minutes before the hour of the 6 o'clock mark. The Okooch Mountain Humane Society food stand will be open Wednesday and Thursday this week from 10 until 2. The Animal House food stand will be located in the Richland Center Community Center parking lot. And also a reminder that Richland Center Kiwanis Back to School Backpack and Supplies Sign-Up Day will be held at the Richland Center Community Center coming up on Wednesday from 5 until 6:30.
The cracks had run across the wall and fall down to the floor. Or something in this hotel room that they charging for. But I paid the price for what they mean to me. I've been down some roads. That wall looks like a road map and a picture of my life. I never stopped to settle down, and I've lived with joy and strife. I spit the seeds and threw away the rind. I've been down some roads. Late at night it comes to mind, forgotten times and places. Names no longer cross my tongue, but I still recall their faces. And I bow my head and see these feet that somehow never slow. I've been down some roads, yeah. I've been down some roads. I've been up some highways, and I've been down some lows. Right now I'm feeling just as down as any man can go. At first the miles were kind, but now they show. I've been down some roads.
Late at night it comes to mind. Forgotten times and places. Names no longer cross my tongue, but I still recall their faces. And I bow my head and I see these feet that somehow never slowed. I've been down some roads. I've been down some roads.
Jimmy Dean on WRCO FM 100.9.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, still a bit damp across the area, but the heavier showers and thunderstorms have shifted away over toward Michigan. Rain amounts were heaviest as expected just toward north, where 2 to 3 inches reported from around Eau Claire over toward Stevens Point and Appleton area. Meanwhile, some heavier amounts in the southwestern part of our listing area. In fact, Boscobel, 2.7 inches, Dodgeville, 1.5 inches. And over in Reedstown, we're looking at about 1.9 inches. Leftover showers will be moving away today. Some sun later on. Nice weather shaping up tomorrow into Thursday, although a couple of weak disturbances coming through Thursday and Friday could kick up a stray light shower. Another similar weak system right around Sunday or Monday. Temperatures, though, overall a few degrees below normal, should feel rather comfortable. For today, scattered light rain ending by later morning. Sun developing this afternoon. High temperature about 76 with northeast winds of 7 to 15. Tonight mostly clear, fog possible, low at 53. Tomorrow sunny to partly cloudy and mild, high in the upper 70s, east wind around 5. Thursday partly sunny, slight chance of a light shower, low 56, high 77. Friday partly sunny and cool with an isolated light shower possible, low 53, high only 71. Saturday should be a nice day with partly cloudy skies, high at 74. And Sunday partly sunny and mild with a small chance of an afternoon shower, high 77. Monday seasonal and partly sunny, another stray shower possible for the afternoon with a high of 79 degrees. Again, some sun developing by this afternoon, high near 76. You have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. 58 degrees with cloudy and light rainy conditions at times. Yesterday it was 79. We hit that early on in the morning yesterday. And we received just over an inch of rain in that severe storm that rolled through late last night. The record high, 96 in 1941. Record low, 44 in 1964. Last year's high was 78 and the low, 65. Sunset will occur at 8:18 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:58 tomorrow morning. Northeast winds around 2, the barometer at 29.98. 14 one-hundredths of an inch of rain this morning. And again, it is 58 degrees.
WRCO weather is